Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news.
Today we're covering an industry-shaping merger. TechTarget and Informatech have joined forces in a move that is set to transform the landscape of digital content and market research across the world, and especially in gaming.
This union brings together a whopping 20 online properties and covers more than 10,000 specialized topics, serving a diverse and massive audience of over 50 million professionals globally. At the heart of this merger is a common mission: delivering high-quality, factual, and trusted content that empowers industry stakeholders, whether they're creators, researchers, publishers, or even everyday gamers, to make smarter, more informed decisions. Specifically for the gaming sector, this collaboration ramps up market research capabilities, especially through the acclaimed GDC Vault platform, a cornerstone resource for gaming professionals worldwide. If you haven't heard of GDC Vault, it's essentially an all-access library to exclusive industry discussions, essential tools, and event archives, enabling developers, designers, and publishers to keep pace with the fast-changing gaming landscape. One of the year's most anticipated outcomes is the upcoming GDC Festival of Gaming, scheduled for March 9th through 14th, 2026, in San Francisco. The festival plans to assemble talent and visionaries from every corner of the sector: designers, developers, publishers, marketers, and investors, to push innovation and collaboration throughout the B2B gaming community. Events like this are more than just conferences. They're incubators for new ideas and cross-sector partnerships that drive gaming forward, shaping both the experiences we play and the industries building them. What's especially fascinating is that this merger isn't just about size or reach. It's about leveraging a synergy of perspectives and expertise, which will only make their insights and the content they deliver even more valuable for everyone from indie studios to big-name publishers. Of course, there are ripple effects across the industry, and one of the most exciting is how this new alliance aims to spotlight gaming trends, technologies, and the shifting ways players interact with content and each other. One trend emerging from the merger's early initiatives is the focus on storytelling, specifically the evolution of narrative in digital gaming, as traditional storytelling collides with modern interactive experiences. A prime example? The buzzworthy partnership between Activision and Paramount to develop a major film based on the iconic Call of Duty franchise, aiming to weave cinematic storytelling into the gaming world and deepen consumer engagement. This not only raises the bar for cross-media innovation, but is also a clear play to keep fans connected across both screens and consoles, showing how the lines between traditional entertainment and gaming are blurring. But don't worry, diehard gamers, exclusive digital content and incentives are still center stage for upcoming releases, like the highly anticipated Resident Evil Requiem, which is set to launch on February 27th, 2026. Resident Evil Requiem will be available across a full spectrum of platforms: Nintendo Switch 2, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and PC, with exclusive pre-order rewards and in-game bonuses designed to entice both seasoned fans and newcomers. It's a move that underlines how content experiences and the business behind them are getting more creative, aiming not just to sell copies, but to build lasting relationships with their communities. We're also seeing innovation in the indie sector, with titles like Animal Crossing, New Horizons, and Darkwood 2 standing out for their inventive mechanics and commitment to player-driven design, a trend that's rewriting what both developers and players expect from new games. Crucially, the impact of player feedback on industry practices has reached new highs, with Jagex's recent moves around RuneScape's controversial microtransaction system sparking substantive dialogue between players and developers. Players are now being given the rare opportunity to vote on the future of microtransactions in RuneScape, a potentially game-changing development that could see the system removed entirely depending on the outcome. This is a clear signal that developer community relationships are evolving, and studios are listening more closely, not only to complaints, but to deeper preferences about what makes a rewarding, ethical monetization model. Moving over to the multiplayer space, one hot topic right now is the issue of campers, those infamous players who lay in wait to ambush others, especially in extraction shooters like the upcoming ARK Raiders. ARK Raiders design director Virgil Watkins recently addressed these concerns, acknowledging that while camping is always a factor in these games, there are built-in risk-reward systems and new environmental features intended to counteract it. The inclusion of flares and aggressive robotic enemies should make camping a far less dominant strategy, forcing players to stay on the move and engage more dynamically, making gameplay more balanced and challenging for everyone. Early playtests of ARK Raiders have already drawn a huge crowd of eager players, and the official launch date is set for October 30th, 2025. So mark your calendars if you're eager for a new multiplayer thrill. The industry's evolution isn't limited to games themselves. It's impacting how gaming intersects with other media entirely, as seen in the upcoming season of Netflix's Stranger Things, which continues to break ground in storytelling and audience engagement. Stranger Things Season 5 is generating massive anticipation, not just for its narrative twists, but for its savvy adaptation to changing viewer habits and the blending of episodic content with interactive elements. Another headline, Mortal Kombat is getting a major revival with the Legacy Collection, set to drop on October 30th, 2025, offering longtime fans and newcomers a comprehensive look back at the beloved fighting franchise's peak moments and characters. Way Forward, known for its creative vision, also announced that Shantae 7 is in the works, ensuring their flagship platformer returns with all new powers, worlds, and challenges for fans to explore. Keeping up with these innovations and cross-industry collaborations is easier than ever, thanks to TechTarget and Informatech's newly combined resources, which aim to deepen both professional and fan engagement worldwide. One of the more unique initiatives to come from this merger is PUBG Mobile's strategic partnership with the University of Southern California, which is geared towards supporting academic pursuit and research in the field of gaming. This move highlights how the industry is fostering new talent and perspectives, not just through entertainment products, but by supporting educational opportunities and creating pipelines for the next generation of thought leaders in gaming. With industry giants now leveraging shared resources, they're pledged to deliver credible, high-quality news, research, and insights will be a cornerstone as they navigate an increasingly complex digital landscape where accuracy and depth matter more than ever. For developers, publishers, researchers, and even savvy gamers, this means more meaningful access to data, trends, and exclusive content that can shape better business strategies and more captivating gaming experiences. As these two digital titans adapt to the pace of innovation, from new monetization models to evolving multiplayer balances and cross-platform entertainment, one thing remains clear. Their collaborative model is built to empower and inform audiences in an era of constant change. Whether you're eyeing exclusive launch incentives for Resident Evil Requiem, voting to help decide RuneScape's future, on the hunt for new strategies in ARK Raiders, or revisiting Mortal Kombat's classic glory, these coming months promise to be as dynamic as ever. In summary, the TechTarget and Informa Tech merger isn't just a business headline. It's a major evolution for digital content, research, and community connection across gaming and adjacent industries. Their combined reach and commitment to innovation means smarter reporting, broader access to transformative resources, and the ability to keep audiences looped in on everything from hands-on toolkits to the highest level industry moves. We'll be following these developments closely, so be sure to subscribe to VG Buzz, where we bring you the details, insights, and interviews you need to stay ahead in the ever-evolving world of gaming. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks. And catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.